And we are off and running. Here we are, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time. Stefan Maya with you, the Early Bird Podcast Sessions over here at the AddedSouls.com studio. Yeah, there we go. All that stuff. All that good stuff. Appreciate you a great deal. Hope you're having a wonderful day, wonderful morning, wonderful evening, wherever you are at, geographical location and time zone. This is Tuesday, and Tuesday we analyze the lyric. We pick out a lyric or a song from the secular world, and we look at the lyrics, and this came in as a suggestion, and it is a song I'm well versed in and have been listening to way back when. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Huh? Yeah, most of us know that, us Gentiles, right? Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses is going to be the song that we put up on the screen and we have a discussion about within its lyrics. But before we go there, a bit of housekeeping stuff. Please subscribe, follow, share, like, comment, whatever, all that stuff. Interact with this material. It helps others out there just like you who might be interested in the substance of things that we do create and we share your way. And that's a wonderful thing. And so if you can do that, please go ahead and do that. Our itinerary throughout the week, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time, is on Mondays, I share the sermon I preached on Sundays. On Tuesday, here we are, analyzing the lyric, examining song lyrics from various artists. Wednesday, we have ourselves a Bible study. We've been going through the book of Genesis. I think this week we're in chapter 4. Thursday, topical trip, discussion on specific topics. And on Friday, we have ourselves the socio-political conversation, interaction with political affairs and current events. And with anything, you can certainly reach out to me for any suggestion or anything you would like me to address or deal with or whatever what, have a conversation about, all that good stuff. In the show notes, you can see that there is ways in which you can support me and my family as we do this work. You can do so digitally by signing up freely to addedsouls.locals.com. It is a freedom platform, a community created in which we can act, we interact daily. And you can freely sign up there, and you can, once signed up, choose to support monthly. Some do so for $5, and you can do so for as much as you are willing and able to do so. And it goes towards the Maya family being, of course, sheltered, fed, and or lodging, shelter, food and clothing, of course, the necessities and things like that, and also growing the Added Soul studio and the truth being proclaimed in the locations we are found. All that kind of good stuff wrapped up there. So please consider doing that. It is necessary, and we certainly have not reached our goal, but we keep pushing forward. God has taken care of us thus far. We keep faith. Is that all right? Is that okay? If you need more information, of course, obviously, you can reach out to me at addedsouls@gmail.com if you need an address or something like that. Everything is open, public, and transparent, and made available to you if you have any further inquiries. Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses is the song we're going to be looking at. Why do we do this? Why on Tuesdays do we pick out a song from the secular world and have a conversation about it? Because that's what the world is doing. This is how the world thinks, and we look at it through a Christian perspective, of course, understanding the world's perspective. Why? Because ultimately, we want to be able to understand what's taking place so as to convert souls to the Christian way. And for some of us, we used to be Gentiles, living a very immoral life, you know, and we understand these people that are family to us, neighbors and friends, co-workers, who are still in the Gentile way of life, if you will, so to speak. So this is beneficial to a great many of us. It might not be for you, where you are at. Maybe you were born and raised in strict religious atmosphere or within the church in some way that you don't understand this kind of approach or this kind of information, and that's okay. We still love you. We are still brothers and sisters in Christ. It's just we do this for the cause of the gospel and to understand and to further grow, and it's beneficial for many of us, spiritually so. So that's why we're doing this Tuesday thing and bringing in some of the secular songs. Welcome to the Jungle a bunch of young guys there just living a heathenistic life in the middle of the city and trying to make it big and become famous and whatnot. And you can certainly read the biographies, hear the biographies, watch the biographies and documentaries on Guns N' Roses and their rise to fame and everything going on with there. But it's the typical stereotype story of the LA scene, you know, in those years, and sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So we're going to be looking at the lyrics. I'm going to put them up on the screen here and we'll just get into it, all right? There we go. There we go. Guns N' Roses lyrics. Welcome to the jungle. So what we have here starting off, it says, "Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games." And you got to remember, in the area they are found in the 80s and early 90s, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the music scene and the shift in the audience's ear on what they want to listen to and how they want to listen to it and what kind of raw, passionate delivery. And they wanted that real street sound, you know, from their given location. And Guns N' Roses, of course, did not fail to produce that. Guns N' Roses, fueled by obvious debauchery and heathen living, drunkenness and drugs of all sorts. And this song, of course, speaks of those things within the jungle they are found in, which is the inner city riot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and the Hollywood scene, if you will. Welcome to the jungle. What's the jungle? The inner city scene of all kinds of heathen and pagan lifestyle. We got fun and games. Well, this is all, of course, metaphoric language. It's not really a jungle, literally. It's not really fun and games, literally. It's quite the contrary. But the jungle is an interesting display of words for this song, because, you know, it's difficult in the jungle. There's animals there, right? There's the animal kingdom there. And if you're not careful, you're going to become the prey. If you don't become the predator, you will become the prey. So this animal instinct mentality within humankind, who have since become godless and dove deep into the realm of heathen and pagan, unbelieving lifestyle. Yeah, they're in the jungle. They're in the jungle. And they got fun and games. They fornicate. They're filled with adultery. They're filled with alcohol and drugs and all that kind of lifestyle, you know. We got everything you want. That's where, if you go to the inner city, and the inner city could be representative of any location designed for sinful activity, to facilitate sinful activity. But in this here song lyric, the idea is the inner city, I believe, in LA. We got everything you want. We got the fun and games. We got fornication. We got drugs, alcohol, adultery. Whatever you want, man. We got it. We know the names. We know where to bring you if you seek prostitutes, if you seek heroin, crack, cocaine, liquor, whatever you want, we know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. Yeah, we're those people who are the bad guys. You know, in my past life, if you were to enter my courts, you were entering my courts understanding what you were looking for. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. You want women? Yeah, we got that. You want drugs? Yeah, we got that. Liquor? Yeah, we got that. We got anything. You want some work? You want to start working for us? Want a favor? Need a favor? Yeah, we got anything you want, man. As long as you got the money. You got money? We got your disease. We got it. This, of course, is the inner realm of the criminal mind and the function, the chaos and function, the functioned chaos, you know, organized noise of this kind of lifestyle that these young men are singing about, because it's their lifestyle. It's just what they're doing. It's where they're at. It's what they see all around them. You know, that's why for a long time, I was deeply invested in the rap music realm. Yeah, I said rap. That's how old I am. Prior to the hip-hop era, that's when they transitioned the name rap to hip-hop. But, you know, I'm talking about Boogie Down Production kind of stuff, Public Enemy kind of stuff, you know, mid-80s to late 80s and the glory days of the 90s rap scenario. Because, I mean, you took from the boroughs, you took, you know, Staten Island, the Bronx, that East Coast raw New York flavor, and Queens, Staten Island, all that kind of raw in the ghetto lyric, because back then you had to have that lyric. And there's a gem in the poetry of the lyric explaining their lifestyle, which was filled with, you know, drugs and murder and gang violence. Do some glorify it? Well, yeah, there's money in glorifying that kind of stuff. People want to hear about that kind of stuff. But there was an essence of entertainment, and there was an essence of a voice that they were given, this platform. And I might do some hip-hop songs in the future. I don't know. It's difficult because most of them, if not all of them, you know, just have a whole bunch of cuss words in there. But anyways, to the point. Why did I say that? Because here, Guns N' Roses, these individuals, from a completely different spectrum, though in the same principle, were speaking of their entourage, the lifestyle they were living and what they were doing and participating in and what they were seeing all around them. It's a jungle. It's a jungle. Fornication, drugs, all that stuff's available. If you want it, it's there. We know the people who can deliver this product to you. Anything you want can be done. Everything under the sun that is depraved, immoral, sinful, we can find it for you, honey. If you got the money, we got it. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. Yeah, it will. It'll break you down. It's all fun and games at the beginning. Oh, this is so exciting. We're in the city. We're making friends. We're getting high. And it's just so much fun. And this is what it's all about. And this is what I want to do in life. And man, there's a lot of possibilities for me to become rich and famous and all this kind of stuff. Oh, it's a whole bunch of fun. Then they find you overdosed somewhere on the strip. Yeah, that's how that all ends. Broken. Enemies all around. I want to watch you bleed, the song lyric says. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. Ah, I want to watch you bleed. You know, some take great offense at this song, but the lyric is actually quite, what do you call that? Transparent. You need to bleed. And if you're, the idea, of course, the metaphor is heroin and your death in the drug world and the fornication and all that kind of stuff. It ends with you dying. That's the result. You sacrifice, sell your soul to the devil, if you will. And it's a wild ride. It's a shooting star, you know, and then you die a miserable death. I want to watch you bleed. This element of evil in this inner city, this is what it's designed for. It lures you in by telling you it's a bunch of fun and games, and anything you want, all your fleshly desires can be met, you know. No need to feel guilty. Just dive deep into the godless realm. And we got what you need, man. We got what you want. But it's the jungle. It's going to bring you to your knees. It's going to break you down. It's going to want to watch you bleed and die. Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day. If you want it, you're going to bleed. But it's the price you pay. And you're a very sexy girl. It's very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get there for free. Again, this is the lifestyle of the rock and roll mind, and it's also the lifestyle of the inner city turmoil and chaos of a very depraved community. Welcome to this jungle. We take it day by day. Don't be, you start worrying, you start thinking for yourself about, you know, allowing your conscience to make you feel guilty that you're doing this, these kind of things, you're never going to make it. Just do. Act like an animal. You're in the jungle. In the jungle, you find animals. You're in the jungle. Act like an animal accordingly. You take it day by day. Instinct. Let your conscience go and all that stuff, that guilt and that right or wrong stuff. Get rid of that. You won't find that here. And you won't survive with that here, by the way. Which is why I'm going to be watching you bleed. Which is why I'm going to be watching you suffer and get beat up. Because you're going to start to think about right and wrong and good and evil. And all that stuff is going to break you down. And even if you don't, we're still going to beat you down. There's no end to this. Either it's jail or death. That's the only result here. That's the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day. Don't think about tomorrow. Think about today. The party's today. Live it up today. Tomorrow we die. Today we live and party. If you want it, you're going to bleed. Or you're going to get battered and beat. No doubt about that, but it's the price you pay. It's the fame game. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Bon Scott was a good one to sing and write and sing that lyric. We did a segment on Highway to Hell lyric, and you can find that in the archive videos. But we all know how Bon Scott ended. Exactly like this song here from Guns N' Roses is singing. Gonna watch you bleed. That's the end of it. And you're a very sexy girl. You're lascivious, right? You are, what do you call that? Well, I forget the word. It leaves my mind now. Sexy, lascivious, luring, you know. It's very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get there for free. So you're here, you're a young woman in the city, and you want to make it here in this life, this lifestyle, to be rich and famous, to be popular. Well, you're going to have to sleep around. You're going to have to go to the quote-unquote audition couches, right? You're going to have to let go any sense of morality or dignity or integrity. You're young, you're naive, you ran away from home, but you look sexy, you got the right body parts, so we're going to use you. This is the jungle. We're all animals here. You can get what you want, but it's going to cost you. It ain't free. You're going to have to sleep around, let go everything you hold, you may have held dear in your conscience. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle, feel my serpentine. Oh, I want to hear you scream. Speaking, of course, of fornication. Welcome to the jungle. It gets worse here every day. You learn to live like an animal in the jungle. Oh, you can't see that. Where am I here? There we go. Welcome to the jungle. It gets worse here every day. You learn to live like an animal in the jungle where we play. If you got a hunger for what you see, you'll take it eventually. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me. And there again, the godless mind within this inner city chaos for the rock and world mind, you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's the jungle. It's not getting better. We don't have any redemptive quality here. We're not gonna like one day wake up on the strip and say, we need to get rid of all the sin we've been doing wrong. Let's confess our sins to God and just beg forgiveness. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's we're never going to do that. This is not a scenario where Jonah is going to arrive at Nineveh and proclaim the word and everyone repent. This is not going to happen. This is LA. Gets worse here every day. You learn to live like an animal. It's an educated thing you need to learn. How? So let go your inhibitions, your conscience, your right or wrong stuff. Let go of all that. Just live like an animal. What does an animal do? Well, an animal murders when he wants to murder and he does what he wants to do. You know, it's all about self. No thought, just instinct, emotionless. It's a beast. You got to learn how to do that in the jungle where we play. This is where we play. This is where we fornicate. This is where we get high. This is where we get rich and famous. If you got a hunger for what you see, if you're starving for this kind of a lifestyle, you'll take it eventually. You'll want it so bad, you'll take envy, jealousy. You'll take it. You'll take it from someone. You can have anything you want. Take it if you want to, but you better not take it from me. I'll tell you that much. We're all animals here. I'll bite back. I'll defend myself. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I want to watch you bleed. And then the mellow break of the song. And when you're high, you never, ever want to come down. So down, so down, so down. Yeah. We keep living this high life, this highway to hell, this high life, always amped in alcohol and drugs, fornication, and all kinds of debauchery and sinful activity. This is the jungle where we live. This is where we play. You want to be part of it? You're going to get with a program, buddy. We'll eat you alive if you don't get with a program. Some folks don't ever survive in places like New York or LA and stuff like that because you need to be a ruthless animal to survive among these kinds. And when you're high, you never want to come down. That's the fear. I fear coming down, so I always got to live a high life. Fueled, intoxicated, driven by emotion. You know where you are. You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You can't live this kind of a lifestyle without either dying from sexual transmitted disease, alcohol or drug abuse, or getting shot in the face, fornication, adultery, all this kind of stuff. Like, you're going to die. The rock and roll lifestyle, it's a shooting star. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle, so on and so forth. The lyric continues. And that's the gist of it. It's a look into the reality of the heathen mind and how they perceive this existence, which has no other purpose but to fulfill the flesh. It's Satanism. That's the religion of Satanism, if you will. Satanist, which to me is quite, amusing, because they have no idea what true Satanism is. In order to be a true Satanist, you must know the truth. Demons knew who Jesus was. These modern so-called Satanists don't even know who Jesus was, who Jesus is. In order to be a functioning and truly powerful Satanist, you need to know the truth about the gospel, the kingdom of God, the Messiah, and all the things that you and I know since our obedience to what is written in the Holy Book. So when these individuals come to me and they're like, "We're Satanists," I'm like, "Yeah, who's Jesus?" And then they start saying all kinds of stuff. I'm like, "Yeah, you don't even know Jesus. You're not really a Satanist." So what is now modernly understood as Satanism that we see in a lot of these lyrics is basically just selfishness. It's just like self-desire. I want to fulfill the desires of my flesh. And so I become carnal. I want to fornicate. I want to participate in adultery. I want to participate in drunkenness and drug addiction and abuse. And those things have deep emotional investment in the Gentile mind. Many of us, that's why we're scarred forevermore. Many of us, that's why we still fall off the wagon, or we want to go back to that past because it has a spell on us. We may break that spell, but the damage that has remained still activates itself from day to day. It may be a trigger, what is commonly known as a trigger. Maybe a certain song, maybe a certain time of the day, maybe the sun shining a certain way. The breeze came in a certain, familiar faces, familiar places, all that kind of stuff. Well, that's in the jungle. You're reminded of the jungle, why you lived in the jungle. But guess what? The lyric is still transparent and honest with you. You're going to die. So we kind of got to give it up to these crazy boys here back in the 80s and the lifestyle they lived. They know that. They almost did. They almost did. Axl and Slash and the gang there, I mean, some of them died for a brief moment. Now, their soul had not left their body, but the function of their biological engineering had certainly ceased for a few minutes. Overdoses and stuff. You're going to die living that kind of lifestyle. That's the cost. That's the cost. You know, working for the devil has a paycheck. The paycheck's death. For all have sinned and fall short, right? Well, the wages of sin is death. You know, I'm seeking employment. Yeah? Yeah. All right. I'm going to work hard for it. Yeah? What's the paycheck? You die. Oh. Okay. What's the work? You live in sin. Oh, okay. So that concludes the Welcome to the Jungle lyric by Guns N' Roses. I mean, there's no grand philosophical enterprise to what's being written there. It's quite plain and simple, and it works. It's kind of like just the standard barstool lyric, which is still poetry within its own genre, obviously, revealing what they were living and how that came to be. And of course, all of that sex, drugs, and rock and roll caused a lot of turmoil within the band and among themselves, and animosity and division and all that kind of stuff. But they produced one of the top-selling albums of all time in the rock and roll genre. The Appetite for Destruction album by Guns N' Roses is still hailed as one of the top albums ever to be recognized in that format. It just is what it is. And sometimes I can hear a few songs, they'll play on the radio and whatnot, and you know, it'll bring me back to a certain memory. Music is a time machine. It'll bring you back to a certain place, certain time, certain emotion. But I typically don't listen to it all that much right now. There is still some music from the past I can listen to that won't bother me as much, depending on when I'm listening to it during the day or where I'm at. But sometimes, a lot of the music I just can't listen to anymore. It has too many deep-rooted emotions for me. It'll bring me to certain places I don't want to go. I don't want to remember. You know, I'm trying to live looking forward. You know, I don't want to get bogged down by past things that are just going to hurt our faith. Stuff like that. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, analyzing the lyric. Quite simply speaking of the inner city turmoil and depravity that is found there while you try to make it in that animalistic world, that jungle, trying to make it rich and famous as an actor or a writer or a band, stuff like that. And Guns N' Roses got it down pretty good there. That song... They got it pretty good. Got everything you want, but the cost is you're going to die. Not only physically, but spiritually. All right, guys, that concludes this segment session of analyzing the lyric on Tuesday. If you find value in this kind of information and you're interested in this podcast, we go live Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time. On Monday, I share the sermon with you that I preached on Sunday. On Tuesdays, we analyze the lyric like we did today. On Wednesdays, we have a Bible study. We are going through the book of Genesis currently, and we're starting chapter 4 this week. Thursday, we do a topical trip. We have discussion on a specific topic. On Friday, we have ourselves socio-political discussions, interaction with political affairs, and current events. And so if you like that, please Rumble, like, follow, share, comment, all that good stuff. And please consider supporting it so the work can keep moving forward. That's what it's all about. You can do so by signing up at addedsouls.locals.com, and you can choose therein to support monthly. You can also send a donation through PayPal, addedsouls@gmail.com. If you seek an address, send me an email. I'll send you the address. Good stuff. Stay focused, stay positive, Lord willing, tomorrow morning, same time. God bless.